Hey, welcome back to Be Hollywood From Home. It's your program that lets you learn about the entertainment industry and how it works. It's an industry. It is a business. It's not show art. It's show business. Now, it is artistic, and if you have an artistic bent and you'd like to express yourself, I think there's no more powerful medium than the moving image. And we've all been seduced by it. We watch it so frequently as a culture. Our culture literally gets most of its values from that screen, whether it be the small screen, the television screen, or now the computer screen, or the big screen. It's impacted our lives and our culture. And so it's no accident that you desire also perhaps to be involved in that in some way, shape, or form. But the purpose of this program is to prepare you, if you want to go in that direction, prepare you for the landmines, prepare you for the hurdles, because you will have to go either over, around, under, or through hurdles in order to get to your goal if you'd like to be involved in the entertainment industry. So we like to prepare you to do that. And we don't want you necessarily to think, well, I just have to move to Hollywood and I'll find that perfect job and I'll get discovered. There's actually things to do. I'm not saying don't ever go there. Many, many professional actors, directors, producers don't live anywhere near Hollywood. And we've talked about that in other sessions. We'll give you that list. You can actually Google it. There's quite a few people who don't want anything to do with the physical proxemics of Hollywood, but they nevertheless are very much involved in the industry. How does that happen? And they got started not in Hollywood, but they got started right where they are, and there's ways to do that. We're going to explore that. So in this particular session, we're going to talk about stop holding yourself back, that there's self-limiting attitudes and thoughts that kind of hold you back from venturing and prevent your, it's your attitude. And you're going to find in most of these broadcasts that we're going to talk about your attitude. We're going to talk about how that determines your altitude. That determines where you go and your willingness to work and your willingness to deal with certain people, your willingness, what's the old phrase, to pay your dues. And that isn't just your SAG after dues. It's actually paying dues. You're going to have to put a little something into this, friend. Don't think it's going to come easy. You're going to have to put yourself into it. And so what are some of the things that hold us back? Things that keep us from moving forward in what it is we really desire. And this, of course, applies to whatever you want to do. Maybe it isn't just this industry. Maybe it isn't just Hollywood. Your attitude can really hold you back, and I'm sure you've seen that in others. So one of the first one is don't be a victim. Very often, if you don't want to get some, if you're offended by what's happened to you in your journey towards your goal, if you're offended and then feel like a victim, well, guess what? Now you are. You're the one that has allowed that to happen. So don't let that happen. If you're going to be an actor, something you better learn, if that's where you want to go, you're going to hear, no, we went in another direction. The reality is that you are the only you there is. And it may be that maybe you're not exactly the person they're looking for. You're going to get a lot of no's. There's going to be a lot of opportunities that seem almost coming your way, and then the door doesn't open. Hey, no problem. You better develop the thick hide of a door-to-door salesman. So don't be self-defeating. Don't be a victim. It's so important. There's several other things you need to learn on that same theme. Don't stop. And that's very much related. A lot of times we get one no, two no's, and we feel defeated, and we just don't want to go. If you're familiar with the Fuller Brush Man who used to sell brushes door to door, I don't want to keep knocking on doors. So the issue is, okay, you know what? Maybe you need to take a break so you can change your attitude. But I have to tell you, you have to keep moving forward. So don't stop. If you need to pause, I get it. We need to pause sometimes. So you can do that, but you need to have an attitude that you're here to go somewhere. You're not here to stay in one place. You're not here just to get immediately contented where you are. If you have a desire to move forward, then you need to feed that desire, and you need to limit the self-limiting behaviors that actually hold you back. And stopping can often hold you back. Next time we come back, I want to talk to you about quit avoiding. That's right. Avoiding basic things where you are. See, if you want to get in the industry, you're not avoiding Hollywood. Don't think you have to throw all in and put everything on the line, sell your house, and move to Hollywood. You're not avoiding, you're actually looking at reality. You want to learn what to do in order to get into that industry, and you can do it right where you are, but often you're avoiding the opportunities right where you are. There are opportunities right where you are. They may not pay really well. If you're doing this just because you're going to get the magic gold ring as you go around on that carousel, you got it wrong. In fact, opportunity often comes and it's disguised. It's disguised in work clothes. And that is a very important concept, that there's opportunities right nearby in your community for you to learn and to grow and to advance. But it's going to be a little bit of work. It's not going to pay very much. And if you have the wrong attitude, you're going to miss your very opportunities that are right on your doorstep. So when we come back, we're going to talk about not avoiding, how to actually understand that this is work. It's fun work. But it is work. And, you know, there's an old principle, you know, kids, when children play, very often what they play are things that are work, that grown-ups do for work. I want to be a policeman. I'm going to be an army man, says a little boy. And there's different things that all of us regard. Oh, I don't want to get into the whole gender thing, but in old times, taking care of babies and girls having dolls was the highest form of play. And yet when you grow up and you're a mother, it's a lot of work. And so it's important that we enjoy, like a child does, that we enjoy the work ahead of us. So if you want to go into Hollywood entertainment and you find out there's a local play on and they need someone to play a minor character, well, I don't need that. I mean, I want to go to Hollywood and the bright lights. And rather than do a local high school needs someone to help out behind the scenes. They need stage rats to help in between the acts to move the furniture. Well, you're missing an opportunity because it's play. It's fun. And if you need to understand that, listen to next time. We're going to go in even greater depths. There's local opportunities where you are that start opening up for you how things really work in the entertainment industry, what real life is like. So we'll talk to you then, and we'll talk about how you can be Hollywood from home. See you at the movies. What just happened? I have no idea.